Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Ezekiel. It was in the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, as I was among the exiles at the river Kebar, that heaven opened, and I saw visions of God. It was on the 5th day of the month, in the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's exile, that the word of the Eternal came to the priest Ezekiel, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans at the river Kebar. The hand of the Eternal was on me in a trance, and as I gazed, there was a storm wind blowing from the north, a huge cloud with fire flashing out of it, and with a sheen encircling it, and issuing from it the color of amber. Out of it appeared the forms of four creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the same form, each with four faces and four wings, with limbs straight and gleaming like burnished bronze, with the soles of their feet rounded like the feet of calves. Under their wings, on the four sides of them, were human hands. As for their four faces and wings, their wings touched one another, and their faces never turned as they moved. Each moved straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, all four had in front the face of a man, on the right the face of a lion, on the left the face of a bull, and the face of an eagle at the back. Their wings were stretched out, one pair to touch the next creature, the other pair to cover the body. Each moved straight forward. Wherever the spirit impelled them to go, they went, never turning as they moved. Also, in the middle of the creatures, there was something moving to and fro like glowing coals, like torches of fire that gleamed and flashed out lightning. As I gazed, there was a wheel on the ground beside each of the four creatures. The wheels were the color of a topaz, and all four had the same shape, arranged as if one wheel were inside the other. When they moved in any direction that their four sides faced, never turning as they moved. The fellows and spokes of the four I saw were full of eyes all around. Whenever the creatures moved, the wheels moved with them, and whenever the creatures rose from the earth, the wheels rose with them. Wherever the spirit impelled them to go, they went, for a living spirit was in the wheels. When the creatures moved, they moved. When the creatures stood still, they stood still. When the creatures rose from the earth, they rose, for a living spirit was in these wheels. Above the creatures there was the semblance of a vault, which looked like crystal, stretched over their heads. And under the vault their wings were level, each with one pair touching the next creature, and one pair covering its body. Whenever they moved, I heard their wings sound like the sound of many waters, like the thunder of the Almighty, the sound of a tumult, like the sound of a host. When they stood still, they dropped their wings. Above the vault over their heads was the semblance of a throne, blue like a sapphire. And on the throne-like appearance there was the semblance of a human form. From the waist upwards I saw something glowing like amber or fire. From the waist downwards there was something resembling fire, while all around there was a bright halo like the rainbow that appears in the clouds after rain. Such was the appearance of what resembled the splendor of the Eternal. When I saw it, I fell on my face. Then I heard the voice of one speaking. He said to me, "Son of man, stand up and I will speak to you." As he spoke, the Spirit entered me and made me stand upon my feet. I heard him address me. "Son of man," he said, "I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious race, who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have sinned against me down to this day. I am sending you to them, impudent and obstinate as they are, and you must tell them what the Eternal says. whether they will listen or refuse to listen, for they are a rebellious folk. They shall learn that there is a prophet among them. Son of man, fear them not, fear not what they say. Although they cut and wound you, these scorpions around you with their sting. Fear not what they say, dread not their scowls, for they are a rebellious folk. Tell them what I say, whether they will listen or refuse to listen, for they are a rebellious folk. Son of man, listen to what I say. Be not rebellious like this rebellious folk. Open your mouth and eat what I am giving you. Then I looked, and there was a hand stretched out to me, holding a written scroll. When he unrolled it before me, it was written all over, outside as well as inside, with laments and dirges and woes. Son of man, he said, eat this scroll, then go and speak to Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he made me eat the scroll, telling me, Son of man, swallow and digest this scroll that I am giving you. When I ate it, the scroll tasted sweet as honey in my mouth. Son of man, he said to me, go to Israel and speak my words to them. It is to no people of a foreign tongue or a difficult language that you are sent, but to Israel. It is to no foreign nations whose language you could not understand. No, if I sent you to them, they would listen to you. But Israel will not listen to you, for they will not listen to me. Defiant and stubborn as they are, every one of them. But I will make you as defiant and as stubborn. I will make your temper unyielding as adamant, harder than flint. Fear them not, dread not their scowls, for they are a rebellious folk. Son of man, he added, attend and listen to all that I tell you. Then go to the exiles, to the members of your race, and tell them what the Eternal says, whether they will listen or refuse to listen. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Ezekiel.